The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The seven conditions that the one you are relying on has to have. The last three conditions. Shalom Lekulam. We are now bringing our concepts of Bitachon down to earth and clarifying for ourselves the seven conditions that one has to have in order for us to fully rely on Him for everything that we need. So till now we said the first four. We'll briefly review it. Great Rachmim and love. Chasodim. Second one is he's constantly mashgiach on us, aware constantly of what our state is. The third one is that he has ability, he has the power to do it, which we said that every time we say bracha, really chazik these things. Baruch Ata Hashem is chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokeinu is hashkocha, personal interaction with each one of us. And Melech Olam, he's the most powerful. The fourth thing we saw yesterday was that he knows what we need. Like we said, very often a person could want to do good to somebody. He's doing only something which is not good for him. Now we're up to the fifth one. The fifth condition is that Shumanhigu Hayochem Mitchilat Yitzirah Patruto. He is the one who is leading our lives from the beginning, from the time of conception. We all started out as one cell, then little by little split up into trillions of cells, each one fitting exactly in the right place in the right order to make a healthy baby. And then as we were growing up, we made sure we had everything we needed. Parents and family take care of us when we were babies. And then as we were growing up, we had what we needed also within the family, the schools, whatever else it is. And throughout life, Hashem is with us. From the day, from the beginning till the last day of our lives, not even afterwards. So if you want to really rely on somebody, you really have to know you from the beginning to the end. That way he really knows you inside out. In that situation, you could rely on him much more so than a person who just has limited exposure to you. Bifrat, and if this person is really a reliable person, and he's been with you from the beginning of your days till now, and you pay attention to his goodness, then you will pay attention to the fact how many toivus he has given you throughout your life, and how much toelis, how much good things you get out of him. And this is one of the big things of Bitachon, which we will be working on in the future. But like we're saying, in order to rely on somebody, it helps a lot if he has a good track record. Track record is from past experiences. And this is something to pay attention to, all the past experiences that we have gone through. And if you're part of the Jewish nation, then the experiences that our nation has gone through, our parents and grandparents, amazing nisim and nifloys, hashgochem, through so many impossible situations our nation has gone through, and we continue, and within our own lives, tremendous chasodim of Hashem, how he makes sure everything is set up properly for us. Like I said, just even the fact of developing into a healthy baby is such a miraculous thing. Pay attention to that. Once again, we don't have to go that far back. You can go every day of your life. So many amazing things are going on. The only way to build a bitachin is to actual events and experiences you have gone through. Because otherwise, you know, okay, they tell me he's great and he's wonderful, but
Kol Halashon.
I don't see it. But if we see that from the beginning of our lives till today, we're constantly being accompanied by something, someone that has given us so many tremendous teifas, that strengthens our bitachin. The sixth thing is to realize, or not realize, but if this person is, we are fully in his hands, fully under his auspices, nobody can damage you or even benefit you without his okay. Then you, once again, the more you are in his hands, the more it's logical that you should rely on that person, because you have nobody else to rely on. He's the one who's in control. Even a prisoner in jail, the one who's in charge of the prison is really the only one that person in the jail can rely on, at least for his direct needs, because he's the only one who can help him. There's nobody else there. Come around. That's not the most pleasant situation, because the guard over there or whoever is in charge of there may not be so interested in his well-being. But he knows that, at least he knows who to turn to, because there's nobody else to turn to. So the one we're relying on is also, if he has this thing that, you know, even if you look at the prison guard, he looks like he's the one in control, but the truth is he's not really in control. He's just working underneath the government. And if he's given the order to let you out, you go out. But that's not in his hands, even other people's hands. If you have somebody that's totally under his auspices, and he has full control to do what he wants, and he wants your benefit, that is somebody that's definitely makes sense to rely on fully. So that's the sixth thing, that you're completely in his hands. And the last one, the seventh one, is that his tremendous generosity and good-hearted, constantly without a break, and also whether the recipient is worthy of it or not. This is an extension of the first one. The first one is that it has rachmim and ava. This one is that it's constant, without any stopping in the middle, and unconditional. So these are the seven things that if we really want to rely on somebody or something, if he has some of them, he's partially reliable. If he has all of them, then he's very reliable. So I'll just quickly repeat them. The seven of them, which really the first three are, in some ways, have a little bit of the last four, that he has unlimited love and rachmim, which is the first one, and the second one also says more that that's unconditional and doesn't stop. That's the first and the seventh. He has hashgacha over you. Okay, the second one, and the fifth one was similar to that, but not only that hashgacha, but he's been with you from the beginning of your life and till the end of your life, and you're constantly benefiting from him. So you see that his hashgacha over you has been a source of much good that you have received. The third one is that he has the ability, the power to do everything that you need, which is also similar to the sixth one, which is saying that you're totally in his hands. Nobody could damage you out of his, against the will of his, one you're relying on. And the fourth one is that he knows exactly what's good for you. These are things to think about. think about different things, like we said before, that we do rely on, do not have most of these conditions. And now we'll start seeing how Kodesh Baruch Hu has all these conditions and try to make it not just something we believe in, but something we see and we feel. And that little by little gives us this feeling of peace of mind in all circumstances, that I'm constantly totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows what's good for me, and he loves me. And he has the ability to do everything that I need. So have a good day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.